Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile.
With the price of just about everything going up during inflation, we thought we'd bring our prices down. So to help us, we brought in a reverse auctioneer, which is apparently a thing.
Mint Mobile Unlimited Premium Wireless. I bet you get 30, 30, I bet you get 30, I bet you get 20, 20, 20, I bet you get 20, 20, I bet you get 15, 15, 15, 15, just $15 a month, sold.
Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
That's the best ass I've seen on the silver screen.
The silver screen.
That's the best ass I've seen on the silver screen, my G. Wowee. My man's clapping her.
Yeah, brother.
Fair play.
What's good, people? Happy Monday, fun day. Hope you've had a great weekend. Hope you had a good previous week. Hope you have a great start to this week. Well, you obviously are because you listen to the second best podcast in the world.
Pow!
You've got no choice but to feel good.
You've
got
pow!
No choice but to feel great.
Pow!
You feel me? You know that one's there, sir.
Pow!
Yeah. Shut up. Man said like I'm lead for the B. Pow. Oh, my days.
Speaking of Lethal Bizzle. You know what irks me sometimes? When celebrities get carried away in their own foolishness and think they are the voice of something.
Of the people.
Yeah.
Yeah. Is it the thing that you posted the other day about taking girls on dates you have to pay? Or
yeah, but he's done a couple things.
That's the only thing I've seen
of
recent.
He did one tweet. I think it was a tweet, right?
Yeah. It was a tweet which got posted on Instagram.
One was like, one was a thing about like, you're not a man if you're splitting bills or whatever, like if you're taking girls on a date, you should pay. And then he tweeted again because people were vexed about it, saying like, "Oh, people who are vexed are showing the real men from the boys." Like my mum always said, like, "Men make the money, women chop it up." I said what I said, whatever. And then he tweeted again the other day that got reposted and was basically like, like something along the lines of like, I don't care what you think or something like that. You're never, ever going to find your soulmate on social media, whatever. And it's just like, I know Twitter is a platform for people to just express themselves and stuff like that. And maybe it's not his fault. Maybe he doesn't think that he is the voice of whatever. Maybe he's just tweeting. But yeah, when these things get blown up like that and then like Shadeboro's taking it and being like, oh, you're just like, you get the impression, who do these people think they are? Like, shut up and tweet about your own life.
Yeah. Well, it's kind of double-edged because obviously, yes, he was just tweeting to tweet. He was just expressing how he feels. He has no control over like Shadeboro and all that lot retweeting or reposting his stuff, which has blown it into this thing that it is now. Well, I say blown, but you know what
I mean.
You know? So I get it. And I also feel like he was just chatting.
I hope he was just chatting,
you know? And fair play. That's what Twitter's for, a forum to just chat, express your mind and do what you need to do. Whereas me or us or whatever, I'm a retweeter. On my personal anyway, all I do is like a retweet. That's what I'm there for. I mind my business and just laugh on the timeline.
Yeah, I don't use Twitter for shit.
That's what I'm there
I
for.
I can't be bothered to express my emotions like that. Do you know what I mean? I can't be bothered to express my thoughts, to verbalize my thoughts and have people try and chat back to me.
The thing is, I only do it when I'm like super duper gassed about certain things. For example, today.
Ha!
Well,
what are you going to say?
What are you thinking? Do you think I'm going to say something?
Oh, maybe not. What are you going to say?
What I tweeted today is what I'm going to say.
Yeah, what did you tweet?
I tweeted about Demon Slayer.
Yeah, that's what I thought you were going to say. Episode 10.
I don't know what episode it was. It was the latest episode, whatever came out yesterday or last week.
Yeah.
Fam? Episode, have you seen it?
Yes, it's episode 10. I watched it last night. Wow! Wow!
Indeed, bro. Demon Slayer is, for those, let me actually read my tweet word for word because every single time I watch another episode, it gets better and better and better. And it just doesn't make sense how these writers are doing what they're doing.
Did you know there's only one more to go?
Don't say that to me, brother.
Yeah, there's only one more.
In this whole arc?
Yeah.
This has to be a part one, part two in a season.
Oh, it has to be, of course. It has to be. But I think season one was as well, wasn't it? See, I'm sure season one was a part one, part
two. I can't remember. It was a while. Demon Slayer came out like three years ago, maybe two.
Not three. Surely not three.
I don't remember, bro.
But yeah. Apparently there's only one. Because they said there's 18 episodes.
Is it?
18 episodes. And episode 10 was yesterday. And they're including the movie that they then split up into 7 episodes. Do you remember? So if you go on Crunchyroll,
okay,
they've got the movie as a whole.
Yeah.
But then if you want to watch it as during like episodes, yeah, it's 7 episodes. So they're using that as part of season 2.
So this, so next week's episode is the finale, is what you're saying?
It's episode 18.
No.
Apparently so.
No.
I'm infested.
But it makes a lot of sense now, because the finale of last week's episode, the way it ended and the way the credits rolled and everything, wasn't the same.
I thought, that's what made me look into it, because the way they rolled the credits, I was thinking, is this it? And they locked the whole thing.
Yo, what an anime. So, for those that are investors or even watch Demon Slayer or anything, if you don't watch Demon Slayer, you don't know what you're doing. I tweeted, Demon Slayer Season 2 is giving me that Game of Thrones energy where every ep was basically rated 9.9 on IMDb. Zenitsu is also the most underrated GOAT of any anime I've seen in a very, very long time.
That's a statement.
In a Zenitsu very long time.
Is a different caliber of man. I'm he's
not
kipping.
I've not... When that man is ZZing, he can fight.
He slept this whole season.
He slept this whole season, you're right.
He's not woken up once.
And
this
he's
season.
Just, the first thunderclap flash thing he did on the underground, yo, I could have screamed, brother.
Fam?
A man went, what was it? He went God mode or something last week?
Godspeed.
Godspeed last week, God tier or whatever. Fucked up his legs, but he was like, fuck
fam,
it,
I need
to do
his legs were pulsating. They were looking wham and they were pulsating.
Yo, his...
His speed is a different caliber.
He gasses me more than anyone in that show, and I don't know why. Because he's like the third, fourth lead.
It's true.
It just doesn't make sense to me. But he gasses me, bro. Yeah, bro. He gasses me.
Tengen gasses
why.
Me more than him, though.
Really?
In episode 10, yes, fam.
What? When he came through at the end.
Spoiler alert. Yeah, let's just do a spoiler alert.
Yeah.
Fam, when he popped back in the ting.
Yeah.
Hype.
Hype. With a ting in his mouth, like.
Fam.
And you and he's smiling.
Fam, kin and tea.
Man's happy.
He's counting off my man's ting. And he's like, it's me. God
damn. Yeah.
And I said, I got you. And then dipped after him.
Anime. Anime.
Fam, the scrap between the brother and Tengen whilst Tanjiro was trying to get a squeeze.
Yeah. Fam. And man just said, jump.
Man just said, jump.
Don't waste time and fucking jump. Let's do this.
Fam, when Tanjiro, we thought he was dipping.
Plotting. Man was scheming all this while.
Shanked his leg and man just went. When he chopped his thing and the fire went mad, because I thought his flame breathing's done.
Yeah, it's done.
He can't feel his arms, he can't feel his legs, he can't feel nothing.
Yeah.
When he just went, what? And then the fire just went, what? Oh, I was screaming, Fuhad. I was screaming.
Yo, Tanjiro, Zenitsu, in this case, that trio, it's a solid trio.
It is.
I've not
fam.
Been that invested in a trio since like Naruto. I've not been invested
Same.
In a trio
team
since
seven.
Naruto. Team 7?
Yeah, them man
I was
the new
invested
Team 7.
Invested in them, man.
They're the new Team 7.
Wow.
They're on stuff.
On stuff. Season 2 is literally a great elevation from Season 1.
Oh.
Great elevation.
They've come out. Guns blazing.
They're saying no fillers, none of this bullshit, none of this arc ting, story ting. We're going arms for arms for arms for arms for arms. Maybe like the first 2 to 3 episodes, it was a bit slow, but you had to get the context.
I liked the slow I loved it
because you have to get the context.
Fam, you're getting the context and you're diving into this sun breathing ting
exactly,
and all of that.
Exactly, you need that.
And then they sent us to hell and back.
Bro, they've been fighting since episode 4.
Scrapping.
Episode 4, these men have been fighting.
6 episodes straight, they've been arms house.
How the writers and the I don't even know, bro. These graphic designers are doing all of these things, Dessa.
The artistry on that episode was another level of
pain. In all of the episodes, bro. In all the episodes, Demon Slayer is literally top 2 right now.
Oh, 100%.
It's literally top 2 right now.
Speaking of top 2, I've intentionally not watched any Attack on Titan.
I forgot it's back.
I haven't watched any of it.
I forgot it's back.
So that's obviously next.
I forgot that's back.
But RDC World tweeted yesterday saying that Demon Slayer episode 10 and this Attack on Titan episode were both 10 out of 10.
Really?
Were both 10 out of 10.
I'm watching Attack on Titan when I get into that. I promise you I'm watching it when I get into that. I promise. I forgot because I saw it release maybe a few weeks ago. It's probably dropped, so what are we now? We're mid-Feb probably, and it came out like late tail end of Jan. I completely forgot it came out. Completely forgot. Because I've been looking for something to watch back to back to back.
That's why I've left it.
Week on week on week.
That's why I've left, you know? It. I want to binge.
Fuck, man. Fuck. I love anime, bro.
This is so
I
sick.
I love anime, bro. Sorry, guys. For the guys that don't love anime, like, you obviously know we're a big, fond fans of anime. We've got anime there. We've got anime there. And it's just something we talk about week in, week
it's
out, or month
so
in, month out.
Banging.
Like,
to be fair, we got messages this morning to talk about episode 10.
Oh, did we? Messages. I didn't even see it.
I saw like four.
Oh, gang.
Four different messages saying, please gang. Chat about this Demon Slayer episode.
Gang.
Fam, fucking episode.
Oh, these men. When Tanjiro got shanked by my man in here? And I was like.
A man just said, keep going.
Keep. Fam.
Lop his fucking head off now, bro.
I still, as much as we're talking about Tanjiro, as much as we're talking about Tengen, as much as we're talking about that whole fight with the six, what's it, team, not team six, upper six. The upper six, the brother, I still can't get over Zenitsu, bro.
Yeah, oh, he was a different thing,
fam. I can't get, throughout, not even just that episode, throughout these whole 7 to 10 episodes, he has produced magic.
Oh, he's gone off.
He's produced magic.
My one qualm was when they wasted an episode, which I understand, but it's just like, how he's going off now is annoying because, like, it's obvious he could have sent for her from 3 episodes ago.
Yeah.
But they had him and Inosuke playing tattletales.
Yeah, with her. Whilst
some kiss chase thing.
Whilst the big beef was going on over here. Yeah.
They wasted time over here.
Yeah.
Because I was thinking the whole time, because it's annoying me, because I was actually thinking the whole time, when's he going to do something? Because he's just dodging.
Yeah.
He's just dodging. Mm. And these men are going arms. Mm. Like, when's Zenitsu going to kick it in? Mm. And then as soon as he gets crumbled, all you heard was pat, pat.
And you saw the lightning.
Fam, man took a head and said, let's go.
Let's fucking go. Godspeed.
Godspeed. Let's go. It's my last opportunity. Let's go. Fam, he was just losing it. And Inosuke said, fam.
I got you.
You man think it's a game.
Poison? What poison?
Poison. Do you know who I am?
Nah.
Inosuke, I love him sometimes because he's so about the beat.
Yeah, he just wants to scrap. That's all he's here for. He wants to find the strongest person and beat them.
Yes, fam.
That's all he's there for.
He's all about, this is my namesake. You man are sleeping on me week after week after week. I'm sending for you.
But do you know one thing we've all forgotten about?
Well,
episode one, obviously it continues from the movie where my man's running away. The guy that Tanjiro threw his sword.
Upper three.
He threw his sword at upper three. And then upper three went back to the kid, the boss. And the boss stared at him. The power my man has.
That spiritual pressure.
It felt like Dragon Ball Z.
Fam, yeah.
I couldn't believe what I saw. And they've not shown him again since.
Yeah, he's been out of the thing.
Since. I cannot wait for that arc.
Oh, fam.
I cannot wait for that arc.
Oh, 100%.
Fuck!
Yeah, fam. 100%.
We could talk about anime for weeks.
Oh, yeah, it's too much.
For weeks.
It's too much. But anyway, guys, happy Monday.
Yo.
Welcome back. You already know what to do. We want you to pause this episode right now and head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs.
You know the vibes.
And then with that, you're going to get an episode every single Thursday. Randomly, I got a message on Patreon the other day that said a guy, basically had a guy sign up the other day and said, oh, like, I've been wanting to sign up for ages, but I have no idea what Patreon is. It just seemed like a hassle.
Okay.
And now I've signed up, I realized it was fucking easy.
Yeah.
So maybe you should explain to people how easy it is.
Okay, cool.
I never even thought that was a thing, but okay, if you guys are timid,
Patreon
and you're thinking, I don't know what Patreon is.
Mm-hmm.
I don't really want to be putting my money on some random thing. I don't know how hard it is to set up. It's fucking easy, okay? So what you need to do, head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs. Either that or literally go to the app store, download the fucking Patreon app,
there you go,
which is super easy. Type in Shits and Gigs, pay your £3 a month, 10p a day, run the P. It's nice and easy. And then that's going to give you access automatically to every single episode we've ever done.
There's
on there.
Loads on there.
All the audio's on there. If you like to listen, you literally use it just the way you'd use Spotify. You fucking press play, you can close the app, you can turn your phone off, do whatever you want, it's still going to play. You can download it to listen to later. And if you like watching it, it's literally exactly the same as YouTube. So once you press it, it redirects you to our special hidden playlist on YouTube and you just watch it as you normally watch it.
Gang.
Super fucking easy, guys. So head on over to patreon.com/shitsandgigs to get yourself an extra episode every Thursday and see all the catalogue of stuff that we've ever done and have yourself a little binge.
Yeah, man.
On top of that, guys, if you are watching on YouTube, please use the two fingers of death, ring that bell, hit the notifications, subscribe, of course, please like it if you like it, and last but not least, chirps a ting in the comments.
Bagger man, just write chirps. Literally chirps. In the comments, just write chirps. Chirps. Chirps.
Chirps.
It's hilarious. I'm loving it. I love it too.
I don't pay enough attention to seeing the back and forth.
It's hilarious. I just see chirps, 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 chirps.
Yeah. You guys are chirps. So, we're happy to see the chirps in. Mm. Let's keep the chirps ins moving.
Yeah, man.
So we can get, obviously, like I said, our breeding grounds. We want to get a nice wooden hut in the middle of nowhere.
Mm.
White robes, Yeezys.
Yeezys.
White robes and Yeezys. And that's where the cult's going to remain.
Fam, speaking of.
Go on.
Yeezys going through it this week. This couple, past couple weeks, a man's been posting. He's livid.
He's sick and tired.
He's livid.
Yeah, he's sick and tired.
Wow.
It just goes to show money doesn't solve everything.
Money really doesn't solve everything when it comes to family situations. Obviously, he's going through a hard time. He's going through a divorce. I don't know if they're actually officially divorced yet. He's seen another woman. He's trying to balance.
His new thing's butters as well.
I'm glad we came to an agreement without me speaking.
Yeah, she's niche
because pen. In Uncut Gems, this chick...
Oh, is that the guy from Uncut
Gems? Yes, brother!
I didn't even realise!
Exactly!
That's the guy with the cheeks!
Exactly!
Okay, ignore... Oh, wow.
Exactly,
okay!
Bro. Exactly!
I need to take that back. All I saw was a quick pick. Yeah. I'm sorry.
She looked like a Marilyn Manson female type thing. I know.
That's the chick from Uncut... With the cheeks! Oh, say
her
less.
The cheeks were jiggling.
Say less, in say less, gems. Say less. I take that back into. I had no idea it was her.
It's her, brother.
I had no idea it was her.
It's her, brother.
I had no idea it was her.
Her, brother.
Her cheeks in Uncut. That's the best ass I've seen on the silver screen.
The silver screen.
That's the best ass I've seen on the silver screen, my G. Wowee. My man's clapping her.
Yeah, brother.
Fair play. I take it all back.
Bro, he's bent up in that. Yeah, she lives in New York, I believe, because he always flies to New York to go to pattern her.
I'd fly to New York to pattern her as well.
Bro, she looks so different now, though.
Yeah, she does.
So different now. Well, then again, obviously, she was obviously acting in that movie to play that role, but yeah, she doesn't look like the same person. Like you said, you didn't even know it was her. It's her, bro.
Mad.
It's her, bro. I can't remember her name for it. But
I
yeah.
can't remember her name.
He's going through it, man.
He's going through it, bro.
And he always types in caps lock. He's just screaming every time. Every time. He's just typing in caps lock.
Stop tweeting, though, man. Just deal with it.
It's just, it's yeah, you know, that's who he is.
Get in the lawyer's office and handle this. I don't want to see it on Twitter.
It's yay, bro.
That is yay. It's always been yay.
Exactly. It's always been yay. And I feel like it's one of those ones where he's obviously been in a position where he's never had... Well, I'm speculating, so don't obviously take my word for gospel. But he's been in a position where he's obviously lost his mum at a young age, right? He never really knew his dad. And he's had to find his way through life in this whole... He got so famous so quick. He's been in the industry 15, 17 years or whatever. Mm. He's had to find his feet and he's had to deal with all of this pressure with no form of guidance.
Yeah,
he's gone through the graduation phase to wearing the... Remember the glasses that had like slits here?
The
like
stronger
the,
glasses.
The 808 and heartbreak phase.
Yeah.
Went through all of that. Then he went through the years as Christian phase. Then he stopped doing music for a bit. Then he was with Kim. Then he started doing the Christian go to church phase. Like, he's gone through so much. And now he's getting a divorce, bro. Like, when you take a step back and actually look at his career and look at his life, when you see it in, like, day-to-day life, obviously, you sit there and think, this motherfucker's crazy. This motherfucker's crazy when you actually look at it for face value then and there.
But when
you actually take a step back and digest it as a whole,
yeah,
you're like, rah, boy. people go through shit regardless of status, regardless of who you are in this world, regardless of who you've gotten pregnant, regardless of who your kids are, whatever. Bro, he's going through something, you know? And it's just tough.
He is going through it, bro. It is tough, man. I wouldn't want to be in his position.
I would never want to be in his position because he is an advocate of freedom of speech. He says what the fuck he wants. Man was going through a MAGA hat phase, for fuck's sake. Do you know what I mean? He is... He is an advocate of freedom of speech.
He is.
Because he has no one to... Not necessarily no one to bounce things off of, but he even kind of, quote-unquote, at a period of time, lost his best friend, Jay-Z.
Yeah, you know?
There are certain things in life...
Jay-Z said, I just can't.
Man said, yay! I'm going to slap you.
I just can't with you.
I can't.
Like I'm 67 years old. Do you know what I mean? Like, I can't do this anymore.
I can't keep
like,
up with
you
these
keep
shenanigans.
Dragging me into this. And I just want to chill, bro. I just can't
Man said
with you anymore.
Yay. That's so funny to me, bro. So funny to me. But yeah, he's gone through so many different phases.
Yeah.
So many different phases. It's easy to blame it on this or blame it on that or blah. But when you take, like I said, when you take a step back and look at his life as a whole and the different stages this guy has gone through, clearly he's not been in the best positions to deal with certain situations.
Mm.
But he's at the end of the day, he's still a human being. He's allowed have freedom of expressing himself. He's allowed to have an opinion on what his kids do and don't do. That whole TikTok thing, I understand, you know?
Oh, 100%, I understand.
Like, this is a little girl on TikTok.
Yeah.
The laws are and the rules are as he posted. You have to be 13 minimum to have a TikTok, you know? There are certain things where Kanye's fucking right.
Of course, fam. It's just tough. Yeah, it's tough that he has to resort to exposing her quote-unquote bad parenting in order to get his own way.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean?
Mm-hmm,
it's sad that he has to take to Instagram to get his daughter off TikTok.
Yeah.
Because ain't no one hearing him in the yard.
Bro, the one that fucking vexed me was one of the Kardashians' cousins. I've seen like the text messages. Do you follow Kanye?
I've seen nothing.
You don't follow Kanye? I follow you on Instagram. And
all I see is what's reposted.
Okay, he screenshots some conversations that he had with one of the Kardashians' cousins. Coincidentally, one of their names begin with K as well. I think it's like Candice or something. She was going back and forth about the daughter situation, about posting on TikTok, blah, blah, blah. Next paragraph was, am I comfortable buying Yeezys because of the stock market, blah, blah, blah. And man replied, don't talk to me about Yeezys right now. Like, how dare she even bring that up in this topic of conversation? So that's adding fuel to his fire.
Do you know what I mean?
So when he reacts, he's now painted as the bad guy.
Because
he's losing his fucking mind, brother. I'm trying to save my kids.
You're talking about
a couple Adidas creps. Shut up! Do you know what I mean? He's getting painted as such a bad guy. Whether he's right, whether he's wrong, I don't know. I don't necessarily care that much.
But it
seems like I care right now because I can understand his position.
Oh, I'm with you, bro.
I can understand his position. God. Because galley love to put mandem in corners sometimes. Do you know what I mean?
They do.
The galley love to put mandem in corners. I'm not for it, cuz.
I'll fight my way out of the corner.
You know what I mean?
And then paint me as whatever you want.
It's just not fair. It's not fair.
It's true. It's just not on, fam. It's fucking not on. But yeah, man.
Kanye's gone.
I'll tell you who I feel sorry for as well.
Who?
Pete Davidson. He's stuck.
Someone tweet. I've got an actual tweet that said, "Oh, I have to find it. I don't want to paraphrase, but keep going and I'll find the tweet.
Fam,
sorry,
because Kanye's sending for him.
Oh, yeah.
Any chance he gets, and Pete is in a position now because Kanye's sending for him, but he's also going for a midlife crisis.
Oh God, he's been going.
Pete Davidson's a comedian, so I'm sure in his heart he's thinking, "Let me clap back,
because
I've got jokes for my man." But is anyone's like Kim's like, "You can't though, because you're just gonna look like a prick."
Yeah,
like you can't. He's clearly going through shit.
Mm.
You can't get on stage and start chucking it to man because you're gonna look like you're fucking his wife, and then you're sending for him.
Mm.
You're gonna look like an asshole.
Mm.
He can send for you all he wants.
Yeah.
because he don't live here.
Yeah.
You're in the yard all the time.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
And your round is using all these things. Like, it's fucked for you.
Yeah.
It's fucked for you, basically. And he's probably thinking, what have I got myself into?
Exactly.
I just wanted to fuck a Kardashian.
Fucking dip. Fucking dip.
I just want to fuck a Kardashian. Bro. Next thing you know, we're on Ferris wheels. Next thing you know, there's paparazzi, this, that, and we're together. Then next thing you know, I just want to keep clapping the cheeks and live a lavish life. And now look where I am. I've got Kanye West sending for me with tracks with the game.
What's it? Ape Shit or something? Is it called Ape Shit?
I don't know what it's called.
It's the one where they're like the skin monkey.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
RSPCCO, or all that. But then Peter, man, they DM'd him ASAP. Take that off.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
They DM'd him ASAP. They hate him.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I forgot about that.
Yeah, that's long.
I forgot about it. I found the tweet.
The thing, I didn't skin the thing. That's what the thing was skinned. I didn't take the picture and I didn't skin it.
I just used the album art.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
It's not me. It's them.
The thing's done. But yeah, bro, Pete Davidson's going through it as well, but...
The tweet said, sorry to cut you off, it's just a one sentence team. Pete Davidson's wild for dating a single mother of four.
Fam, the way I forget how many youths this woman's
fam,
got.
Fam, four youths. He is wild. Can you imagine dating a single mother of four?
If it's Kardashian, yes. If it's a Kardashian, yes, I can imagine dating a single mother. I don't give a fuck. It could be a single mother of 10. If it's a Kardashian, yes, I can imagine doing it.
The stress though, bro.
Yeah, but I would never get in his position. I'm fucking her and I'm leaving.
Yeah, but then you're not dating her.
Okay, fair
You're play. Fucking and leaving, as you just said.
True.
He's but, dating her.
But their yard is massive. He's probably in and out. He probably don't even see a you.
Yeah, yeah.
Every you has their own nanny. Like, they've got their own schedule.
Yeah.
He probably don't see you in the house.
Fuck.
It's different.
Yeah, 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 yeah.
If she's living in a two bed.
Yeah. It's very different. Yeah. Yeah,
stop.
Chaos.
Stop.
There's pancake mix everywhere.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Stop. I don't care how good the tumtum is. Yeah. I'm not dating you. This is stress for me.
Yeah.
But Pete Davidson is a Kardashian. He probably don't see them youths in there. Yeah.
Random. Have you seen, you probably haven't, but on Amazon Prime, Kanye's latest or most recent tour he did last December. Not tour, sorry. He did a show in California in a Coliseum with Drake. It's on Prime. It's actually really good. Have you seen it?
I haven't seen it, no.
But you've seen
it. I
knew
that they did it, yeah. But I haven't seen it.
I watched it. I think I watched it last week. It's one of those ones where you forget how great Kanye is. Because Kanye... He didn't do like his latest album or his latest couple hits. He went from start to finish and did banger after banger after banger after banger after family. You forget the tracks this guy's done sometimes.
Fair play.
Fam, when Touch the Sky came on, the crowd went nuts. When that little beat came in, bro.
Okay, fair play.
Bro, it went off. He forgot a lot of words throughout the whole team.
Oh, I bet he did.
He forgot a lot of words throughout the whole team. And fair play to him. Man's got a catalogue of music.
You know what song I heard recently? Mm. I don't know how I heard it, but I heard it and I thought, fucking hell, I forgot the song. Mm. Champion. Do you remember?
Do you realize? Woo!
That you are a champion.
Is that Graduation? I think it's Graduation.
Yes, I did.
I think it's Graduation.
Probably.
If it's not Graduation, it's the one after Late Registration. I can't remember the one in between.
College Dropout?
College Dropout. That's the first one, actually. College Dropout, Late Registration, Graduation.
Oh, yeah, sorry. You're right.
What's it called again? Champion.
Yeah.
I think it's actually Graduation, because that's one of my favorite albums. It is Graduation. That's one of my favorite albums. Kanye albums.
Banger. I heard it. Banger.
Fam, don't tell me nothing. La, 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 wait till I get my money right. Ooh, I had a dream I can buy my way to heaven. When I awoke, I spent it on a necklace. Fam, the whole show was insane.
Fair play. I'll look at Amazon Prime, you said?
Amazon Prime.
All right, I'll check it out.
Insane.
I'm going to struggle to watch him miss words, though.
Yeah, it's annoying. It's annoying because there was, I think in Touch the Sky, I was like reciting, I was doing back-to-back reciting the words, and he made a mistake. And I was thinking, have I made the mistake?
Yeah, you know? Yeah, 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 yeah,
and I'm thinking, oh, shit.
Yeah,
but,
fair play.
No, it was great, man. It was
great. I'm sorry to cut you off.
Yeah, mine.
I'm enjoying this episode.
Yeah.
I'm going to have another sip.
Gag, gag.
Mid-ep. I don't do it mid-ep anymore, but I'm enjoying myself today.
We're just talking, bro.
This is, yeah.
We're conversing. It's been
a
while.
Yeah, yeah. Come on.
Let me let these man them hear me. It's been a while.
I don't slurp it in the mic.
No. I was saying when I'm talking just now, not doing this sip.
I thought you meant let them hear me sip my liquid.
Because the thing was here when I was talking.
Oh, say less.
Sippity sip.
Sippity sip. Yo.
I got carried away, people. Spilt it everywhere.
How was it?
I got carried away. So guys, as you can see, I did find a new barber.
Oh yeah, I forgot.
I did find a new barber. Thank you so much for all of the
The requests, recommendations.
Recommendations.
You hooked
requests,
him up.
All Massive the recommendations. Requests. Some of them look buff. There's a thing as well. Don't cut yourself out.
Mm.
Because it's expensive. The guy that hooked me up today is expensive.
Donnie's charging different prices.
He saw who he was dealing
with. Yeah, yeah. You thought man can bump up that VAT.
Because I booked the appointment on Insta.
Yeah.
So he did his due diligence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Homeboy's got a bit of nosh.
Bit of leverage.
Yeah. Yeah, try to charge me extortionate prices. Mm. So I'm still in the market, but I'm happy with what I've received today.
The trim's buff. I'm not going to lie to you, James.
Fam?
Buff.
Thank you.
Trim buff. I'm not going to lie to you, Jay. Trim buff.
Thank you, bro. The fade's tight. Yeah, someone tight. Messaged me saying, that fade looks like a filter.
That's how you know you've won. That's how you know you've leveled
up. That fade
up.
Looks like a filter.
Gang.
I said, why would I filter my fucking fade, fam?
How do you even filter a fade?
Exactly. How does one do such? But yeah, thank you so much, guys. One guy messaged me and sent me the thing. Because obviously I was saying, if it's a go, I want to be banging.
Mm.
A man said, something along the lines of, she doesn't cut hair, but is a yatanet that does braids.
Mm.
And between me and you, I heard she's on birth control. I didn't know what to reply.
He just had to let you know.
I think I sent him that.
That is hilarious. That is hilarious.
I didn't know what, I just said this. So yeah, all good. But yeah, keep the recommendations coming because when you send me the Instagrams, I do my research. I have a look.
You have to.
I don't want man that are heavy-handed on the spray. Because that can make it look way better than it actually is.
Of course.
But the guy I went to today was fucking buff. So until I see a worthy opponent, I'm going to stick with my man because it was not busy in there. I had an appointment anyway, but it was not busy in there. One of them want the birth control you had, that barber's base central thing.
Okay.
Like it looked busy. If on the Instagram, it looked busy in there.
I ain't got time for that. Yeah.
Your boy's
popping.
You need
to be in and out. Yeah, you need to be in and out.
I need to be undercover, in, out, snip, snip, and out.
Back
in the studio, ready to record. Yep. So anyway, but thank you guys so much for getting in touch. Very much appreciated. And I have a little...
Sharp left
turn. And I found something. Actually, this one, I have to give props. I can't remember who sent it, so I'm sorry. But someone sent me this the other day, and fuck me, is it hilarious.
Gang.
Fuck me, is it hilarious. Let me find it. So it was a Twitter thread.
Mm-hmm.
So similar to what we did on Patreon the other day with the worst first dates, or what's the worst thing women did on first dates? So this one is men on Twitter share their first terrible dating experiences with women.
Share their first terrible date experience with women. Okay.
Yeah. So terrible date experience on the first date with women, okay? So.
I'm laughing already.
Bro. let me run through some of these because some of them sweeted me.
Okay.
Right. So. Okay. The worst thing a woman's done on the first date. I said, bro, we were sitting down at the restaurant and I had to use the bathroom. She put her leg out and tripped me.
First date,
I went to go to the toilet, she put her leg out and tripped me. That's bullying.
Yo.
You're a bully.
You are a bully. And we need to address this after I finish pissing. When I come back, we need to address this.
I know from that, when we get back to yard, you're choking me.
You're pinning me to the wall.
Fam, you're pinning me up and lipsing me. Biting my bottom lip.
Stop it. Nah. That can never happen.
Yeah, I'm up against the wall, sucking my bottom lip off.
That can never happen.
Nah, bro, that's everything said in that little prank.
That's hilarious.
That's all I needed to know.
That's hilarious, bro.
this one. At a restaurant, this girl pinches me hard as fuck. I'm talking like 5-6 times, like to the point I almost hit her. Next day, my arms will cut up from the pinches. So I text her to tell her, and she goes, "That's what you get for being light skinned." Fam,
that's not on. That's not on. That's unacceptable.
Fam, that resonated with me.
Can you obviously imagine?
That resonated with me. That was my whole uni experience.
It was. I don't understand why they hated you so much just because you were light skinned. You didn't do a bad thing to anyone.
Fam!
You didn't do anything to anyone.
I literally, for the bottom of my heart, was minding my own business.
Literally mind your own business. Basola hated you. I don't know why.
She hated my guts, bro. Literally, because of the colour of my skin. That's racism. That's the definition of racism. She hated me because of the colour of my skin.
Yo.
She hated me.
She would say everyone's name and call you the lighty for no
reason.
All
of them would. The guys were cool. The girls, fam, all of them. Fuhad, what's up? Jacob, what's up? Aaron, Toby.
Okay.
Lighty. Not even what's up, lighty, just lighty. Basola. That's how our interactions went. For 4 years, bro. annoying.
You got the brunt of every joke. I don't understand why.
Neither do I.
It was so unfair. It was... It's.
You know what's jokes as well? Sorry to cut you off.
It's all right.
I love how you say it's so unfair now. You were not in my corner to protect me. No one protected me then.
I was just about to say, it was so unfair, but I was so happy I wasn't light-skinned. You know? Because it was weird because, obviously, back in secondary school, I think we've spoken about this in the past, like, before we even had a studio. Back in primary school, it wasn't cool being African. Every Tom, Dick and Harry, if you're not Jamaican...
Oh, you couldn't be African.
You couldn't be African.
You weren't allowed... I didn't know I'd met an African until I was like 16.
Until they exposed themselves. Yeah.
Because you weren't allowed. It's crazy to think about now.
Crazy.
But back a day, fam, you weren't allowed to be African. You can never come to my secondary school with confidence and say I'm Nigerian.
Bro, you would get roasted from sunrise to sunset.
Fam, and your mum speaks to you in Yoruba.
Yo!
Oh,
you'd
fam.
Have to change schools.
Oh,
you'd have to change postcodes. You'd have to.
You couldn't be African in my school.
You wouldn't
get away with it. It's crazy to think about.
It's mad.
Yeah, if you're not from the Caribbean, fam, you're not black.
It was
and
nuts.
If you're African, you're not human. Do you know what I mean? It was so bad.
It was so bad.
Thinking back of it, it was so bad, bro.
Oh, it was nuts. That's why I was like, back then, I was happy I wasn't light skin.
Oh, fam.
It was nuts.
In secondary school, being light skin was the best thing you could be.
Everyone wanted to be a lighty.
In secondary school, bro, being light skin from... secondary school for our age group.
Yeah.
It's different now.
It's very different now.
My creed are suffering in there now. Every man's out here listening to NSG.
Yeah.
My man, them are suffering in there now.
Man said NSG.
But back in my day, being light skinned was the dream.
It was, bro.
You skated through life.
Everything was just handed to you.
Oh, it was. 100%. It's crazy because you're so much like, you get more attention from girls.
Mm.
Like, girls who like black guys will fuck you.
Yeah.
And girls who like white guys will fuck you.
Yep. You were the best of both for any given situation at any given time.
Oh, fam, you were a daywalker, basically. Yeah. Because, like, you were Blade. Like, Blade has all the gifts of a vampire with none of the flack.
Yeah.
Except for the thirst.
Yeah.
First, I was given every gift and had to deal with none of the flack.
Yeah. No repercussions.
Apart from hardcore racists.
Yeah, of course.
I didn't have to deal with anything.
That was rare.
It was rare.
That was rare. Back in our secondary school days, that was rare.
I got it more in primary school than I got it in secondary school. Really?
Okay.
I told you about Crystal, who wouldn't go out with me because I was black.
Maybe, but I don't remember.
When I was a kid.
I don't remember.
She said, I don't date black guys.
Oh, really?
Or my dad doesn't let me date black guys.
I remember.
When I was like 8 years old.
Yep. You were at some house party team.
Yeah, some fireworks night.
Your dad peeled up.
Yeah.
What's this?
Anyway.
So,
but yeah, light skin, we skated.
Yeah, you skated through life, yeah.
We had all the gifts.
Yeah.
Well, the speed, track and field. We were given that. Football, given that. Basketball, given that.
Was having
whatever, whatever. And yeah, we didn't have to deal with any of the jar. I didn't have to worry about being from Africa.
Bro, you never had to.
That didn't cross my mind.
Come uni times,
it flipped.
Fam, I feel like circa 2008 to 2012, Africans united.
Oh, they did.
We unite. As soon as Afrobeats became a craze, you man were done.
I'd never felt like such an exile in my life.
You man were done.
Fam, if you could see the experience through my eyes, I didn't know what was going on. Because I'd met you, but hadn't really spent any time with you.
Yeah.
Then I'd obviously gone to boxing, been training at boxing,
away
from you guys.
Yeah.
And I'd met fucking Damager at boxing. Damager.
For the life of me, I don't know his real name.
Oh, no one does.
For the life of me.
His name's Michael.
Is it Michael?
Yeah, Michael. His name's Michael.
Damager.
I remember the boxing coach calling him Michael, and I was like, Michael. I
swear down, Mike.
Call himself Damager. Damager. Anyway.
Man had a shotgun nose, I remember.
Oh, fam. Yeah. Anyway, sawn off.
Literally.
So he invited me back to his apartment to chill in that, and I was like, all right, cool, man. Went there. Fam. Bare people in the yard, and I was like, oh, swear, like, does everyone live here? And they were like, nah, but
was it
all...
Trinity? Or was it Callis?
It wasn't Callis. No, it was Callis.
Mm.
I think it was Callis. Anyway, I think it was Callis. Anyway, yeah, we went in there. Bare people up in the yard. Bare Africans all up in the yard, cooking this, that.
Mm.
And I was thinking, the fuck is going on here?
Yeah.
And I was like, who lives here?
Yeah.
And he was like, her. Like, just one girl. The front was like 15 people in the yard. She lives here. And I was like, but everyone's always here. Mm. Like, we're all big one family. I was thinking, the fuck?
Yeah.
And then I met you.
Oh, so this happened before you met me?
No, I had met you, but we hadn't spent any time.
Ah, say less.
You asked me if I wanted to watch the Man U game.
In Callis, I remember. And then we bought Toby. Yes, of course, I remember.
And then we went back to, what was your place called again? Did you stay there in first year?
Priory,
oh my God.
Prison.
Yeah. Priory prison.
Yeah.
We're there and went to the basement thing.
Yeah, I forgot
and
about
then
the
all
thing.
Of your man was there
yeah,
as well.
Yeah.
And your man was all this and I was thinking.
I had cardigans galore.
Oh, fam, same. And I was thinking, what the fuck is going on, bruv? How do these men all know each other? And you were like, oh, I met them the other day. I was thinking, so why? What's all this? And as everyone's so close, fucking Michael's got bare people up in his yard cooking. You're just here like you've known this man for 7 years. What's going on, bruv?
Yeah.
And then we went to the first rave.
Yeah.
And I was just on the sidelines, fam. These early things? Yeah! Fam, these early things?
You had to get your practice in before
fam,
the dance.
I was there in the full-length mirror. Just, it's wrist and ankle.
The Azonto them things, that's
the Azonto, I had to get it a lot.
Yeah!
And I had to participate even though I hated the whole experience.
You hated Afrobeats.
Oh, I hated it.
I've never seen someone, you and Rem hated Afrobeats.
Oh, I did. I did but as a grown man, because I hated it because I was jealous of it.
Okay.
Because it was part of your man's everyday.
Yeah.
And I was out here just...
trying to find your feet.
Yeah.
Literally trying to find
your
feet.
And your man were bare. Ah! Yeah, hugging everything. You didn't invite me. I had to have a tantrum before you invited me into the thing. So... Yeah, bro, I was pissed off.
Yeah.
I hated the whole... That was like the first year and a half of uni.
Fuck, bro.
I hated the whole thing. I was like, I don't belong to the white man because they're racist.
Yeah.
I don't belong to the black man because they're all African.
Yeah.
And then the girls just call me Lighty and they don't even bother to learn my name.
Yeah.
Like, where do I fit?
Mm.
First year of uni, fam, I literally didn't know where I fit.
Yeah, it makes sense, obviously, because you said you were going home week in, week out.
Oh, week in, week out, yeah, 100%, because it's the only place I fit in.
Week in, week out, you were going home. I was like, bro, just stay for one weekend. Let's go out. You would never.
No, I was thinking, no.
Friday, 3 p.m. Skirt.
Oh, 100%, fam.
You were
go out
gone.
For what? Go out for what? For the same thing that we've been going out for. This Azonto thing. That no one invites me into the circle.
A man said he was full of mirror. Yo, you went through it first couple of years.
First
of uni.
Year, fam, it was dread. That's then hilarious. When we started to go into the multicultural race,
yeah.
Your boy came
flourished.
Back.
Yeah,
your boy came back.
I've never seen such a growth spurt in my life. I've never seen anything like it. The way you flew through uni, that second, third year,
I was, I hit my stride.
Wow.
Yeah. I was happy.
You were in your prime, brother.
I was happy, bro.
Wow, I couldn't believe it. Yeah, man.
It was a good turnaround.
For those that knew. That's all I had to say. I couldn't believe it.
I was gassed.
Jesus Christ.
I was gassed.
But yeah,
anyway. We're
still going on this thing, yeah.
Right, met a girl off Tinder.
Yeah.
We text for about 2 weeks and finally decide to meet up.
Mm.
I go to pick her up and find out she only has one arm. She never disclosed this. That's not funny, bro, but it is.
Have you seen, speaking of, have you seen that...
I know it, the bar thing.
Yeah, the rock, paper, scissors with the three men. And she just pulls at her. Yo.
I would love her to try that with me.
Yo. The thing is, I obviously didn't. I was thinking, how is she going to beat three men in rock, paper, scissors?
Yeah, I was thinking she's coming up with confidence. Sense. She's coming up with confidence.
And she came up with the...
This thing.
I don't even know what it was. But
this nubbin.
I was like, wow. Fair play. And the mime, I was like, I want to shake your actual hand. I was like, fair play, bro. Fair play, bro. And she won. She got them the drinks and it was good. It was a laugh.
I'm not buying her a drink. I'm not buying her a drink. All you man can buy a drink. I'll say, you're a fucking cheater. Tell me which you picked.
Because you didn't do any outside.
Tell me what you picked. Because I picked rock. What did you pick?
Because it wasn't paper or scissors.
Mm.
It was the next thing. It was more of an aloha thing.
But I rated her confidence.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I rated her confidence.
100%.
Right, next one.
Yeah.
Oh, God.
Me
while driving us to dinner,
yeah,
my phone went off in my pocket.
Mm.
I look at the text and it's from my date sent to me accidentally saying, oh my God, he's so ugly.
Fight me. Fight me,
bro.
Fight me. It's food number four all over again. Fight me. Fight me. No, that's that's
fam.
I hope for his sake, his boy's sake, his family's surname's sake, he got up and left.
It says so. At the end, yeah, she says. It says, I pulled over to the gas station, handed her $2 to run in and get me some lorry ticks, and I drove the fuck off.
Gang. Gang. Well played to you, sir.
That's painful.
Well played. It is fucking painful. Because I know he went home and looked at himself in the mirror that day.
Oh, he cried. Imagine going on a date, and then the date texts you by accident saying, oh my God, he's so ugly.
That would ruin me. I'm not even going to lie to anyone on YouTube right now, but that would ruin me.
Oh, 100%.
Oh my God, he's so ugly. I don't think you man know the power of the words you man have sometimes.
Oh, 100%, bro. 100%.
That would ruin me.
Yeah, it would fuck me up.
Because I would never say that to a woman.
Of course not.
And I would never put myself in a situation where I'm going on a date with a woman that I think is that ugly. You know what I mean?
Of course I know what you mean, fam.
Fuck.
It's not on.
That would ruin my week.
It's not on, bro.
Fuck, that's hilarious. But it's not. It's funny, but it's not.
Oh, of course it's not. She showed up to the date 5 months pregnant.
Safe. Safe. You know who you are as well. I'll be fuming.
Oh, my days, bro.
5 months pregnant. The audacity of it.
Invite me to the crib knowing she ain't paid her electric bill. Smashed in the freezing cold.
But, do you know why that statement is so double pronged?
Go on.
He already, as you're walking into the yard, you already know she's not paid the electricity.
Oh, 100%.
She's flicking lights on and off.
Yeah.
Nothing's working.
100%.
You open 100%. The fridge, getting a drink, the light doesn't 100%. Go on. But yet, man still had the composure to get harder than the fucker.
Yeah, of course.
He's an animal.
Yeah, because men are animals.
She had to have been, she had to have had the goods. The goods.
Apparently, fam, but I don't know. last one.
Mm.
Walked my date to her car after a two-hour dinner. Walked my date to her car after a two-hour dinner, only to find out she left her kid in the car the whole time.
That's not even funny. I don't respect that whatsoever. That's not even funny. Left my kid in the car for 2 hours.
So she could go on a date.
That's not even funny.
Oh, that's not even funny. Imagine.
No, no. If I'm the dad, if
you
I'm
can,
the...
You can find that out.
If I'm the dad...
You can find that out.
I can never find that. I can
I'm
never
in custody.
I can never find that out, James. That's not even funny. It's not funny. Nah. Sometimes people take things too far.
They do, fam.
Too far.
Fuck.
Jesus Christ, we've spoken today.
We have, fam.
We've spoken today. Where are we at? Where are we up to? What's next?
Just let's finish off.
Yeah.
You said you had a special fan request, right?
Yeah. Quick and easy. Right, lads. Advice time, please. My boyfriend is coming out of prison in 12 weeks. We obviously haven't had sex since he went in a year ago. So the night he comes out, obviously, it needs to be very sexy. So I need help. Do I go down the sloppy top route? ? My concern here is that it will be too much. If you hadn't had any form of sex in a year, would that kill the night because you would nut straight away? Then I'm not going to get mine. Or do I go down the romantic route with the proper love-making sex? Help me out. What do you think? Absolutely love the pod. Has me howling. Gang, gang, gang.
Cool. This one for me, I've spoke about before. Back a day.
Okay.
In that there needs to be foreplay head.
100%. You have spoken about this before.
100%. There needs to be foreplay head.
Yeah.
You can't just go in guns blazing.
Yeah, yeah.
Because he will not.
He will not.
Whether it's been a year or not, he's gone or not.
Yeah.
And don't be so sure he hasn't had sex a year.
That's what I was thinking. Because she's naive to think that he's not been coerced.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, yeah.
He's not been coerced.
Those nights are lonely.
A year?
Yeah.
Yo.
Cheeks are cheeks. After a while, cheeks are cheeks.
Yo.
Throat is a throat.
Yo.
But anyway.
A night of.
A night of all over again. Watch the night of and tell me. You got 12 weeks. Watch the night of and tell me that he hasn't had sex in a year. But I would say just play it by ear, man. Mm. Like, man work the same way that women work. Like, in terms of, like, it's a rhythm thing.
Mm-hmm.
If you're giving him the slop and you're going for it, of course he's going to nut.
Of course.
But if you're using it in a foreplay thing, you're going for it, you stop.
Mm.
You're going for it, you stop. We're talking balls, we're talking shaft, we're talking spit, we're talking everything.
Yeah, so it's not all heightened.
Rhythm, like, build up. It's just mad slop, but, like, no real tempo.
Yes, of course. I know what you mean.
It's the tempo that's going to knock him out. So for me, take the tempo out of the situation, keep it all foreplay, then I get my sloppy top, you'll get yours, and job's a good one.
Job is a good one.
That's my advice.
I personally think she's just deepening it way too much. I don't necessarily think she needs to think about, should I go down the sloppy top route or the lovemaker route? I just genuinely think she just needs to see him, embrace him, and just take it from there.
Yeah, fam.
There's no way you can plan how to have sex
with
someone
you've never seen.
You've not seen in a year or 12 weeks or wherever, however the longevity is. Just fucking embrace him. See, you don't know what he wants to do. He's not had sex with a woman, let's say, for a year. He might want to bang the shit out of you in 5 minutes.
Yeah.
So don't worry about it. Let him get that frustration out first.
Yeah.
And then we'll talk about it tomorrow.
Yeah. That's the best.
Do you know what I mean?
If you're planning things, it's dead.
It's dead, bro. Don't plan anything.
Yeah, let's just black out and see what happens.
Black out, close all the curtains, close all the doors, lock yourself away from the world, and let's just keep fucking until we can't fuck anymore.
Gang.
And then we go from there.
All right, gang.
Yeah?
Yeah.
Love.
All right. Guys, thank you so much. As always, love, love, love.
Gang, gang, gang.
That was a fun one.
It was. All right,
bless.